For thousands of years, people have talked about the existence of the mind-body connection. Science, until recently, always said that it didn't exist. And the reason why science said it didn't exist is because you couldn't see it. They went looking for it and they couldn't find a mind-body connection, therefore it didn't exist. In the late 70s and early 80s, medical science actually discovered these things called neurotransmitters. Chemicals that actually travel through the body, that actually carry the messages through our nervous system. Our nervous system is actually electrochemical in nature, in that partly it's electrical and partly it's chemical. At first, when they discovered neurotransmitters, they thought there were only neurotransmitters in the brain. Then they said, well, actually, there's neurotransmitters in the brain, but there's also neurotransmitters in the spinal fluid. As they researched neurotransmitters more and more, they started to realize, in actual fact, neurotransmitters were everywhere in the body. Deepak Chopra, in his book Quantum Healing, actually says that every single cell in your body is bathed in neurotransmitters. He says that every single cell in your body is eavesdropping on your internal dialogue. I guess from an NLP point of view, what we'd say is that every single cell in your body is eavesdropping on your internal representations. Not only what you're saying to yourself, but also the pictures you hold in your mind, the sounds you hear, and the feelings that you have in your internal representations. Every single cell in your body knows that. Just actually do a quick experiment so you can experience the mind-body connection directly. You'd want to be somewhere safe, somewhere by yourself, somewhere where people can't see you, you know, so you don't get too embarrassed. So this is what I want you to do. Just for a moment, stand up. Put your arms out in front of you, and then close your eyes. And then turn your right hand palm upwards so your palm faces the ceiling. And I want you to imagine that resting on the palm of your right hand is a stack of heavy, 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 heavy books. The entire Encyclopedia Britannica, all 13 volumes, is resting on the palm of your right hand. And that's the book version, not the CD-ROM. And they are so heavy. Imagine how heavy those books would be, resting on the palm of your right hand, and how quickly your arm would begin to get tired and would begin to move downwards towards the floor. And as that goes on, imagine that tied to the back of your left hand is a huge bunch of helium balloons like the ones that you have at the fairground. And it's such a large bunch of helium balloons that the lightness of the helium actually begins to lift your left arm upwards. Your arm gets pulled upwards towards the ceiling. It's almost like your arm becomes filled with helium and it feels lighter and lighter and lighter as the balloons actually pull your arm, left arm upwards towards the ceiling. And your right arm is getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Those books are getting heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. And your arm's getting so tired. And you're wondering just how long you'll be able to continue to try to not move your arm under the weight of those books. And the balloons are lifting, 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 lifting higher and higher and higher. Your arm's getting lighter and lighter and lighter as it moves upwards towards the ceiling. And the books are getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And your right arm's getting so tired as it moves downwards to the floor under the weight of the books. And the balloons are lifting, 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 lifting. Okay, keeping your arms exactly where they are right now. Open your eyes. Now, if there's been any change in relationship between your left hand and your right hand, take that as a sign. You're suggestible. So, for how many of you was there actually a difference in that your right arm dropped down towards the floor and your left arm went up to the ceiling? Even if it was only a small difference. Some of you would have been a big difference. Even if you didn't notice very much difference at all, for how many of you did your right arm begin to feel tired? And for how many of you did your left arm begin to feel lighter? That's right. Now I'll let you into a secret. The book and the balloons weren't actually there. They were just in your mind. And your body followed the suggestions that you gave it. Now, you're only giving your body suggestions for a minute, maybe 2 minutes. But notice the impact it had on your body. Notice the impact that imagining those heavy books for just 2 minutes had on the muscles in your arm. Then think about what would be the impact on your physical body of thoughts that you hold for a day, or a week, or a month, or a year, or 5 years, or 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years. could we then begin to understand why so many people develop physiological disease in their body? Could it be because of the thoughts that they hold in their mind? And that if they were to change their thinking, that their body would respond differently? This is something that we start to get into at the practitioner level, and at the master practitioner level, we talk in detail about how we can use NLP, hypnosis, and timeline therapy to assist people in healing up physiological disease in the body. And the reason we can do this is because of the mind-body connection, neurotransmitters.